السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. As part of the quote, Muslims Against Normalization, end quote, campaign, Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Lebanon conducts a series of visits. Translated. In light of the Lebanese authority engaging in direct negotiations that will certainly lead to peace and normalization with the usurping and criminal Jewish entity, and as part of the campaign by Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Lebanon to visit politicians, muftis, scholars, the political sphere, and public figures, delegations from the Central Communications Committee and regional activity committees carried out visits. These began in the city of Sidon in southern Lebanon with a visit to Member of Parliament Dr. Oussama Saad, Secretary General of the Popular Nasirist Organization, and a visit from the Mufti of Sidon and its districts, Sheikh Salem Susan. This was followed by a visit in the capital, Beirut, to the Deputy Chairman and the Higher Islamic Shia Council, the scholar Sheikh Ali Al-Khatib. These visits emphasize Hizb al-Tahrir's clear and decisive stance rejecting negotiations, reconciliation, and recognition of the Jewish entity. They focus on the necessity of adopting a clear position regarding the authority's course in this direction under any name, such as peace, ending the war, reducing losses, or economic promises. Under no circumstances can anyone approve the continuation of the occupation of Jerusalem and its surroundings by those who usurped it, regardless of the justification. This is in addition to the criminality of this entity and its aggression against Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran, carried out openly without any deterrent, especially with overt American support. The delegations affirm that Lebanon, like other countries, is part of the Islamic lands, which, in principle, should be under a unified state for the entire Ummah under a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of prophethood. Without such unity, Lebanon and others will remain arenas for manipulation by colonial disbelieving states, foremost among them America and its proxy, the Jewish entity. The delegation also stressed the necessity and obligation of political confrontation against the Lebanese authorities' approach of negotiating with the Jewish entity. This should be undertaken by all political groups that recognize the criminality of the Jewish entity and do not accept its occupation. The political circles opposing this path, along with scholars and public figures, must work to establish public opinion that fortifies this stance against rulers aligned with America. The delegations clarified that while Hizb al-Tahrir views fighting the Jews to expel them from all occupied lands as an obligation, commendable, necessary, and deeply rooted in the Ummah's memory and history, in addition to its religion, it also states to all those fighting the Jews, the true and complete solution will only come through the unity of the Muslims under a Khilafah Rashida on the method of the prophethood. Only then will this usurping entity be removed, America's influence cut off, and its schemes turned back upon it. The Islamic Ummah will then return strong and dignified by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this cannot be achieved by those who negotiate with America and its criminal entity or reconcile with them or accept their continued presence in the Muslim lands. In conclusion, the delegations affirm the continuation of communication with all public figures and politicians to achieve the goal of the Hizb's, quote-unquote, Muslims Against Normalization campaign, as we are one ummah with one enemy. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant this ummah relief and near victory.
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the exalted in might, the merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4-5. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.